We are on Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. Let us get into the swing of the sugya. Let us start after the Tudat. Ubalvad Shaloi Teheisha Mamasla. We hear in the Mishnah, when are we chayish for a keil? There's no amasla. If there's a masla, so that is shoiva, the keil. And the marshal of an amasla is that, let us say that we know klal, there was a gerish and on tonight, there was sofik kor of lo, sofik kor of lo. So since the etzim gerish and or kedushin is besofik, and it's a keil also, so we're not chayish for the keil. Oma rabbe barafune amasla shomru afilu mikan babasore yamin. Sarava Baravuna is telling us, this man, we become aware of the Amasla, does not necessarily have to be the same Zman that we became aware of the Kerl. We can be aware of the Kerl that she was Niskadish, Eshchodesh Nisin. We can find out about the Amasla. There'll be a curl later coming out that it was Suffolk Kor of Law, Suffolk Kor of Law. That Yediyah can come out 10 days later, and that Yediyah is Bekoyach to be Sheva the curl. That is, Shitas Rabba Bar Avuna, we heard on the Medalev that Rabba Bar Bachonam Rabbi Yechinen is Chaylik on that. That a Masla, that a Sheva a curl is only if the Amasla was heard together with the keil. But if the, when the keil was heard, nothing was ever spoken about that there was sofikal of lay, sofikal of law, and later we start hearing these new protem, that is not for koyach to be shaiva, the koyach of the keil. Rav Zvid Omar af B'mokeim amasla choyshishin la'amasla. Rav Zvid said that Rav Zvid is speaking about the etzem amasla. We don't have to hear the etzem amasla, but there's an amokeim that an amasla could be is choyshishin la'amasla. So the Rishonim say Rav Zvid means as follows. Rav Zvid means, let us say, that we heard that he was Zayrik Kedushin to his wife, to this Isha. That was the Keil. So Rav Zvid says, so, with Bishas, this came out, we just heard there was a Zrike of the Kesef Kedushin. Now, if there was a sofik, if it was kor of loy or kor of law, we didn't hear anything about it. So Rav Zvid said, but since we heard that the kesef kedushin was thrown to her, so there's a mokim already lehistapik, was it kor of loy, kor of law, so that is sufficient. If there was a zrik of kesef kedushin, that's called this amokim lehistapik. Maybe it was kor of loy. That is pshat and Rav Zvid. That's how the Rishonim say pshat. In Bemison they say, according to Rashi, that Rav Zvid has no shaychus at all with Rabba Bar Avuna. Rabba Bar Avuna says that this man of the latest amasla does not have to be this man latest akel. That's he's talking about the idea of the amasla, and Rav Zvid is speaking about, do we have to be aware clearly of the amasla, or by our awareness of a situation that could make us think of an amasla is also sufficient. So the minute we hear that there was a zrik of the kesef kedushin, then already this amokim listapik was a taki korev lo. Let us see what Rashi says. B'mokim amasla choshishin amasla fila ein amasla. We didn't hear amasla. L'mokim upesach yesh ledovo shenuchal lilmoid shom amasla. that we could, something was, Shenuche Lilma, Shema Masla, Choshish, Shema Masla, Plainish, Yesh, Ledava, Vahakel, Botu. So the Gemara asks Akasha and Rav Zvid, Eis Vera Popola Rav Zvid, the Mishnah says, Bavad Shalaita, Hey, Shom, Amasla. The Mishnah says, the only time we're Mevatel the Koil, if there's a Amasla, Amalei, no, the Mishnah means Bimokim Amasla Kama. Let us see, Rashi. Bavache Teisham Amasla, Alma Amasla Behed Yabinin, Achigasinin, Amalei Bimokim Amasla Kama, Amasnisin Koi Haiterutze, that is what the Mishnah means, Mokim Amasla, not that we need an Amasla. Omalei Rav Kahane le Rav Papa. So Rav Kahane asked Rav Papa, he says, Rav Papa wanted a shlug of Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid is saying, Amoyedek Echidish, that is not necessary to have an Amasla to be Shaver HaKel. Nor Amokim Amasla is also sufficient. Amokim Sheyesh Litlo is Amasla. And therefore, Rav Popper asked the Kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Klo, not like Rav Zvid. And Rav Zvid answered the Mishnah. Omer le Rav Kahane le Rav Popper, va'at le Tisbere. Do you mean to say you disagree with Rav Zvid? You want to shlug up Rav Zvid from the Mishnah? Vosnan, we learned a Mishnah in Yevomis. Niskacho. The Mishnah is speaking about that an Eidechot came and said, Meis Bailech. And she got married. V'acharkach bo Baila. Afterwards, her husband came back alive. Muteres Lachse. So she's permitted to go back to her husband. She's permitted. There's no Shaila of Marzeg Roshosai. She's permitted to go back to husband without a get from the second husband. La mishum demrinin al tnai kodesh. What is Hirash? So Hirash yomalei rav kana la rav popa vat loy tizbradim yesh pesach lim tzaya maslem visamchinam. You don't hold. That we rely on this Pesach, and we'll marry her because of the Pesach. Vasnan, we learn to the Mishnah as follows. Isha shalach bailam dinisayo. Oh boy, dechot bo malo meis bailech. And dechot came and said meis bailech. Vinis kadishom. And she got married. Now the husband came back, she's permitted to go back to the first husband. There it says, if she, there was Nisuim, Teitse, Mize, Mize, she needs a get from her second husband and her first husband. Now what is Pshat in this? Now why is it Teitse from the first husband? So you'll tell me, what do you mean? Because she's a Saita. She was Mizana Tachtov by Nisuyin. She was still married to the first one. So Rashi says, no, that is not a reason to ask her on the first husband, Anusa. She's an Anusa. Sharei Bezdin Hayrua Linose. Bezdin told her she's permitted to get married. So why is she also to the first husband? So Akochi, you have to say, Mishum Chshoshe, the Leimru, people will say, Girish Rishain, Vinoso Shein. People will say, they did not know exactly the plot and what had happened. They knew she was married to the Rishin. They saw her get married to the Sheini. And now, if she'll go back to the Rishon, which Me'ikar Adin, she should go back to the Rishon, she's not a Saita. So people might say, Girish Rishon, The reason she got married to the Sheini was because the first one gave her a gift. The Nosa Sheini, Ba'akshav, Hiche Zeres Loi Mishani says, now she's going back to the first one. So people will, from witnessing such a Hanhoge, will have a temple that it's Mutar also. So we see Maiserav, Marze Grushosa Mishani says is Mutar, which is wrong. There's an Issa Daraisa, one is not permitted. Her first husband is not permitted to marry her after she got married again. So that is the reason why after Nisuin, she's not permitted to go back. Because people will say that it was Girish Zeh Benosa Zeh, and now we're being Mata Marze Girishos. Avol Gabi Niskacho. But if the same scenario happened, but she wasn't Niseis, it was Niskacho. Loichai Shinu Lohochi. Here we are not afraid that people will say it's Marze Girishos and Mishan Nisalso. Is my time, Chayzeres L'Rishon. What is Pshat? In the first Aloch. If Niskacha, the din is Chayzeres L'Rishon. Leitzichi get Mishayni. What is Pshat in this? Arei ein lecha yotza shmo ba'ir mekadeshes k'day l'mizu. The vaday yodu kulam sheniskacha. So let us understand why by niskacha, why isn't there a chas that people will say, girish zeh, mekidish zeh, now he's taking back, kirushosoim. Lav mishum diyesh kan mokim amas lalis mecholom. Techimahadri lo legavre, when her first husband will take her back, Omri, so people will say, Vadai, Yesh, Pesach, Ladova, you know why this is permissible. Sha'al Tanai, Kitsho Shaini, Mistome, the second one was Mekadishar, Anatanai, Shim Yovai, Bailo, Shegir, Shemim, Dinisayom, Shiyil Kedusha Betalim, Shahoya Baila Chavivlom, Elo, Lekach Girshish Laya Yocholovoi. That means like this, that people, if we'll say, she is permitted to go back to the first husband, so this will be very well understood. Since we know that they were happily married, we're not aware of any machloikis in this couple. So we understand why did he give her a get. We assume he gave her a get because how did she get married? I mean, that we don't cholam of that Shem HaShemayim, someone said made Bailon and now he was alive. We don't think of such things. We think of Poshet Ezach. So when we see her get married, we assume, how was she permitted to get married? She's an Ashes, his Mishtama, her husband, gave her a get before he left. He was afraid he's going to Medina Sayyam. Who knows how long he'll have to be there? Who knows if he'll ever come back? Medina Sayyam is a mokim rochik miyot. So therefore he gave her a get. Mitoich achavivus sheminem. He gave her a get. So now, assuming this, which is something which is very assumable, so now we could very easily foresee and understand that when she got married to this second person, Mistome, this condition was on a tonight. That if my first husband comes back, so then this condition should be bottled. Because the first husband was Chaviv Olel. The whole get of the first husband, which we assume was given, was because they were afraid he won't come back, but if he'll come back, so then the second Kedushin will become Botel Amafreya. That's Mestama what happened. A
Allah. Kachish lo yochel lohobi. Al ma'af agav lo yotza mas laze mei oilom samchinen ala. So even though we didn't hear beprotius that this is what happened, but since this is something that we could think about, that is oil ala das, so because of this, we are matter hurt to go back to the first husband without a get from the second husband. So Rav Kahane is asking Rav Pope, when this Isha got married to the second husband, Ein lecha koil godol mizeh. There was a marriage bifnei amveide, so it was ichah marriage. Va'afal pikein, we permit her to go back to her first husband because we can assume mistama there was a tnai. It's something that oila aladas. So we see, and a masla does not have to be nisparsim when the keil comes out. As long as an amasla can be assumed and figured out, that's also sufficient. So that is all what Rav Zvid had said, and we see a raya from this Mishnah, that a masla that one can assume also is a teres amasla, and it's bekoyer to be shaved a keil. That was Rav Kahane's kasha to Rav Pope. So he answered him, Shani Hosom Daosi Baal Bekomaar. And Shildik, this whole pshatel you said in the Mishnah is wrong from A to Z. It's not pshat in the Mishnah at all. Let us see what Rashi said. Shani Hoche Daosi Baal. Because maybe you're asking me, Akasha, why after Kedushin is she permitted to go back to her first husband without a get? You know why? Not because we think of an amasla that he gave, the first husband gave her a get, and because he didn't ever come back, and the second husband was Mekadosh on that night. Nah, that's not pshat. Shani Ochi Daosi Baal, you know why she goes back? Because the Baal comes back. Or Meimer Omri, and the Baal says the whole story, spills the beans. We're not hiding anything. Ba'ilam le'gir shabaylam. Elohisah svura shemeis, v'niskat shabaynam kedushin. You know why she goes back to Osmo without a gift? Because the Baal says, I'm alive, I never gave her a gift, and now we find out the whole thing. So Meimer, that's why she's mutter to go back to her husband. It has nothing to do with the maslas. Fragt die Gemore, bei Basoi. Ich hoche ihn nicht, so ich nahm ihn. Ich habe aber nicht gesagt, if we know, kein Neudad aber. So by Nisais, also she should be able to go back to her husband. He comes back and he says that Yenis had Meis Baila. We know now the whole story. Yenis had Meis Baila, and it's not true, and he's alive. So let her go back to husband. She's not a Saita, she's an Anusa. So what's the difference between Eiris and Nisuin? Mishloim, according to my pshat. Sounds very good. But Eiris, and I assume it was Kedushin al Tnai, because people can make Tnaim b'shas Eiris. By Nisuin, I don't say it was Nisuin al Tnai, because a person will not make Nisuin al Tnai, because the Shaila of Abila's Nus, he won't go into this. So according to me, we understand the difference. But according to you, the Gemara says, if you're telling me, you have Kahana telling me that Rav Zvid is wrong, and we did Mokim Amasla is not sufficient. So what's the difference between Eirisin and Nisuin? Eirisin works without an Amasla. We hear the whole thing. It was Omru Meis Baila V'Loi Meis. So that's why she goes back to her first husband. So by Nisuin also she should go back to the first husband. So the Gemara says, Nisais Dov De Isure Konsua Rabbonu. Niskatcha the loy of the Isura loy kansua rabbon. So the Gemara says it is a different lumdus in Gansnai. That's how Rav Kahane learned. Rav Kahane learned that by Niseis
she's also told to go back, is because since it's of the Yisure, Kansur Rabbonon. Kitcha is lay of the Yisure, so my mail will like Kansur Rabbon. Let us see Rashi. Nisa is nami amaitnan hosom tzrichiget misheni, v'loitachza lorishin, ha'osa bali v'koi, her husband came back, v'lav nisuhinave. So you have to say, ma'am shadom, mishum dosom ha'im igirsha zeh, v'nosa zeh, k'nui nimi bomis, nisuhinayim, ha'im pesach mokim ha'masa, lo'im ha'alt nai nisais, because people don't make tzunayim by nisuhin. So Mo says, no, there's a different way to understand the difference between Niskacha and Niseis. Niseis is she was over on Israel, she was over this Israel, she sees Kansua Rabon. The Haide Sharyua Bados Eidechel. This whole Indian that we were mad to her, but she's permitted to get married with an Eidechel, Mishum Igune Kilobo Rabon. Kilobo, but there's another condition. That means we relied on the Agodas Eidechot, but also relying that she will be Mevara and be Medayik Ayidei Oivrim Bishovim. I mean, she'll be asking Oivrim Bishovim, did you see my husband? Did you see my husband? And if he's alive, Mistame, the Ashgacha Yen will be Misavim that she'll hear from one of the Eilim Vishavim. Yeah, sure, some 2 days ago. And so if she'll do what she's supposed to do, and she'll ask the 20 Eilim Vishavim she's supposed to ask, Mistame, if her husband is alive, she'll find out about it. And if her husband comes back alive, Bar Kochach, she did not do what she was supposed to do. So if she was not medayik properly, konsua. Because of this chayma that we said, if you won't be medayik, it's going to be very difficult for you to teach me zem. So we made a chayma, not because of any legitimate reason, we made a chayma b'saifa in order that should motivate her that she should be medayik before she gets married, or else. That's the reason. But we only made this chaim if Shitaka was Eivan Nisra, she was Eivan Nisra Ishashish. But by Kedushin, the Mala, she didn't do anything wrong, so we weren't, even though she wasn't medayik properly, but nothing wrong was done yet. So Memele, so then, we didn't concentrate, so that's why there's no teitze mizeh. So there's no raya whatsoever to Rav Zvid from this Gemara that there's an inyan of a mokim amasla. It's a kor an under of pshat in the Mishnah. Omar Ravashi, zok the Gemara weiter, kol kolo deloy ischazik bebeidine lav kolo. Now Rav Ashi is telling us a yesod. That's what we have in the Mishnah. That we're chayish for a keil. That keil has to be nischazik bebeidine. The loy nischazik bebeidine, sheloy botku bezden achrop, sheloy teishmi es keil avore, if bezden did not at all get involved in this keil, loy chashin alay. So that keil is worthless. Elim kein yodu bezn heir. Unless the bezn knows shekach yotzah keil. We know the whole history of the keil. Ploini mehechen shoma. V'gozru sheyachushu lekeuze. So the whole keil that our Mishnah says that we're chashinin and it's mukadeshes. She's not permitted to get married. That is after there was an investigation of Bezdin. And Bezdin said you should be chayish. That there's enough evidence that makes us think that Lemaise, she wasn't as garish. And that she wasn't as kaddish. Then we're chayish for such a girl. Zakt Gemara weiter, Ba'omar Rav Ashi, Another member of Rabashi. Kol kolo de basar nesuyin loy chashin alay. Zak Rashi, de basar nesuyin, mi says hayoy. She got married. Achar kach yotza kail shayayim hu niskatsha la'acha kaidem nesuyin. Now a girl comes out, she's really not married to this husband, because before the marriage, she got married to someone else. Loi chashina lei la'oisra al ba'ilo. So, we are not chayish of this girl, la'oisra al ba'ilo ta'asa her on this second husband. The loi la'tzricha get mi ba'al ha'kel. And we also are not machmam that the first husband that the keil came out, that he had married her before the second ishus, that he should give her a get. Because we have to realize what our frumkeiten will get us into. Shim ato matzricha get. If you're going to be chayish for this first keil, say, listen, now a keil came out that she got married to someone else. Nimtzeis, so by being chayish for this keil, oisra alze, so now automatically you're answering her on the second husband. The machzakta lekolo, you are mavzik the keil, v'nimtza ze boil eishes ish. So it comes out, if you are chayish for the first keil, you say, well, I hear the keil, that she got married before, so we have to make sure that there shouldn't be any kilkel because of that. You should give her a get. So if your machzikah is an eishes ish from the first husband, so it comes out the second husband was boil an eishes ish. V'kayim belong kishem she'asura lebal, kach asura leboil. She's also to the boil also. So that means if you'll be chayish for this keil, so automatically, you are destroying the second ishus. You are destroying the second ishus. So memele, so to be mafkia and isha mi bailo, because of akel, we don't do that. Akel, we're machma with akel, but that's kol's man. We're not taking away an isha mi bailo. Or the Basar Eirisen, but Basar Eirisen Chayshina, the Basar Eirisen Chayshina, or Megarish Rishim and Oishishen. Oh, by Basar Eirisen, if the second one made Eirisen, so then we could be from. Why shouldn't we be from? So Bechayish, maybe she got married first to the first one. So we'll say, let him give a get, and then we're not taking her away from her second husband by being chayish for the keil. So then Take will be frum and will say that before he makes nesuin, she should receive a get from the first husband. That is what Rav Ashi says. Rav Chavina viva omar afilu da bas eresen nami leichashin alei. Afilu bas eresen, afilu the second husband made eresen. And by asking the first husband to give a get, we will not answer her on the second husband. It's also leichashinilei. Why leichashinilei? Ve'ein etzricha menu get shalei tizgan alze. That means we have to understand, if we'll be chayish for this keil, so we can understand that the shalom bayis of the second marriage is starting off with two strikes against it. That means he just married an Isha who 15 minutes before was Mekabel Kedushin for someone else. She didn't tell him a thing. She's an Isha, so he's good. Well, she'll get a get from him, but he's not going to have any respect and any trust in her. So Memele, so this is also going to be Oiker, the Ishus. If you're going to be chayish from this keil, not halachically, but practically. So memele, we are only chayish for keil if there's only chumris that will come about it. But if it will come about through an akiras ha'ishus, is going to cause an akira say issue, so my male there will not have high worker. The hilchese loichashinu, la loche afilu, a kail bosser eresin, we are also not chayish. Let us see Toysvis. The top Toysvis. The hilchese loichashinu. Umayse bo lifnei rabbeinu tam. Bi isha achas, she yotso la kail acher nisuel, she niskatsho la acher. So this already is Rabashi's case. He says, I feel it was a kill. Bosel nisui. Boho yaha isi haish. Shayotza lea kill. Bechuposa shenisais lashaini. That the first husband who the kill came out, he was one of the participants by the chuppah. We'll see soon why we need him there, but how this falls into the shaila. Va'aymer Rabbeinu Tam, she'ein tzrichin get min harishin, we don't need a get from the rishin, u'mutares l'sheini, and she's muta to the second one. Chode, the kola boso nesuin lo'ichashin, that's number one, that's what Rabashi said. V'nat chayish avakol boso nesuin. Va'oyit, then the Rabbeinu Tam said another thing. The kibin sheniskatcha loze befonov. That means she was mekadosh herself to the second person bifnei this first husband that the killer saying he's the first husband. So chazokein ishe meize poneo befonov uchterav hamnune kaimelon. That later we're going to have in our sugya a member of Rav Hamnune. Rav Hamnune says, Chazokein isha me'iza poneo b'fnei baila. That it means if a woman will come and look her husband straight in the face and said, you gave me a get, and he's makrish b'fnei mole, the ma'isa she's believing, you're allowed to marry her. Because we say, a chazoke, there are certain things, if it's not true, a person is not able to do. There's a certain amount of menschlichkeit in a person. Chazak in isha me'iza ponero b'fnei baylo. So memela she's nemon to say nizgarashti. Now, her husband is here in the, he's sitting in the front row. And she should go and be mekabel kiddushin from someone else in front of him, knowing that she's married to him, she couldn't do such a thing. So either one of the two, so either maybe she never got married to him, or he gave her a get. But al kaponim, this kedushin in front of him is a biral that is saiser the kail. That means we're coming up with a curl now that the curl is telling us that what, but she first got married to this person. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, afilu anisha was mamish married to a person and she'll do a pu'ula b'fono, which is a moira de kahoze, if it's not true. So we say anisha me'iza b'fnei b'fnei b'ayla. So this action, he was in the audience, he was in the first row, he was watching this, and she could do it, is a raya, one of the two. Either he gave her a get, or she never got married to him. So this will break the curl. Now the Mephoshim ask, so why did Rabbeinu Tam have to tell us that this, come, from left field, you know, we're not chayish for the kill because Rav Nuna says, Einisha me'iza b'fnei baila, and we'll say, we paskin like Rav Nuna. He's going to be chayish. Was, he said something very good. He said that a kill, the boss in the sun, like Hashina like. There's a meyudik b'nei Yeshua, the b'nei Yeshua wants to say that could be the whole aloche of a kol abosel de nesuin lo yichashin alei is pshat is as follows. That means like this, that Shimon marries Rachel. Fine. 10 minutes later, after the marriage, it comes out of Kehl, you know that yesterday, she got married to Reuben. She's Reuben's wife. So we say, so if we'll be chayish for this Kehl, so it comes out, we'll be mafkia rochel mibay lo shemin. A Kehl has no koyach to be mafkia mibay lo, so we're not goyris the Kehl, and she remains married to Shem. But let's continue the scenario. Now Shimon dies. Now Levi wants to marry her. Before Levi wants to marry her, so say, listen, this, no, the girl came out that she's Reuben's wife. Now when it came to Shimon's marriage, we said that the girl is not Bekoyach, to be Oiker, the marriage of Shimon. So we weren't Chayish for the girl. But that doesn't mean that the girl is Bottle Mavutl. Goes to be Oiker, Shimon's marriage will not be Chayish for the Kehl. But now that Shimon is dead, now you want to marry her, and we are Chuldik. Before you get married, first let her get a get from Reuben. We still have on hold this Kehl. That's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say. So Memela is metadded like that. So Memela said the Rabbeinu Tam couldn't say, well, there's no Shaila, that Ein Chayishin, that's only the Gabi Shimon. But Rabbeinu Tam was worried about Levi. What's going to be with Levi if Shimon gives her a get, if Shimon dies? That's what Rabbeinu Tam had to say. Rabbeinu Tam had to say that there's a new factor over here. Since she got married in front of Reuben, so we have here the birur of Rav Hamnune that Nisham is upon her bifnei Baila. So we see Claude that we pass in light of Nuna. That the Raya Abraham Amnuna is doich. The Raya is no Raya, but that doesn't mean you don't pass no it Amnuna. Abraham Amnuna, the Lefiya Mesaiva, Kerab Amnuna. Fine. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma, Rab Yirmiye, Barab, Sholchu lei mi Beirav Lishmur. The Talmidim, the Yeshiva of Rav, sent a Shaila to Shmur. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Yotzo Olea Akel Mirisha. Tell us halacha. Akel came out that she got married to Reuben. Ubo Acher Vikitcha Kidushe Torah. And Shimon went and married her Bifnei Ambeidah. He was Mekadisha. Was he allowed to be Mekadisha? 100% not. That's the Mishnah that Yotzo Kelish Mugdash Chesem Mekadah. But these are facts of life that Shimon went and married her. Mao, what's the deal? What do we do now? Shalachlu, so Shmuel sent back, Teitzu. So first of all, she has to be Teitzu from Shimon. We can't let her remain with Shimon, because we have a girl, but she's Mekudish to Reuben. So Memela, so she can't be with Shimon. But he sent back to the Talmidei of the Yeshiva of Rav, of the Mevara the Inyan, Vahoydiyuni, and then tell me, Klo, what you are Mevara. The violet states, Vahoydiyuni, Mevara the Inyan. Frekte Gemore, Mai Vemidu Adover Abuyu. What did he want them to be Mevara? Eli medi megal yemil se tkedushi de kamal af kedushi mal yeninu. The vatlin in kolo. He told them as follows. He says, be mevara. And that means if you'll be mevara, so what was the kol? Be mevara this kol. So if you mevara the kol was that Reuben had Mshimen, Shimon had from Levi, and Levi had from these two Eidim, Bochum, Dinah, Sayyom, and they came back, and they said, Nishkishtaigen, Nishkifleigen. They said, we never were Eidim. That's what he means. Be Mevara. And if you're Mevara, that
that the koil which was built on Reuven v'Shimon is natural. Mavatlin in kola, so then mavatl the koil. So that is pshat. That's how the Gemara wanted to say. Now that is pshat in this memra of Shmuel. Hey, Shmuel is telling them, Kozman, we don't have any more information about the koil. The valet should be taken. But be mevarad in it, and if you'll find out that this koil is not a genuine koil, you'll find out it was built unto Adam who came back from Medina Siyam now and said that it's not true. So then we'll say she can go back to her second husband, to Shimon. That's pshat. And we'll be mevatel the koil. Vatlin and Kalim, Vanerdoi Asrei Dishmulu, Vlemevatli Kalim. We learned before, the union of Bittel Koil, that means if we're Mevara, that it's a, not a genuine Koil, if you're Mevatl the Koil or not, and you permit her to get married to someone else, it's different, or many of different Mekaimus. Now, in the Nardoi was Asrei Dishmul, and then Asrei Dishmul, they never Mavatalaka. So, Memele, so that can't be Pshat. That's what Shmul told them, be Mevarer the Koil, and maybe, I'm telling you, Taiti, but maybe we'll see later, maybe she can come back to Shimon. Shmul would never say such a thing, because Nardoi, they never Mavatalaka. Let us see Tosfos for 1 second. Menardoi lemevatli kol afal gav tahani beirav de sholchel leshmul heim talmidei derav. You have to see who the shayil was. Good, the meishah was Shmul, but the shayil was talmidei derav. Ubesure mevatli kol. So by sure asra derav they mevatl the kol. So Taisa says, Mikomok Mlava Mayraluda like Yanapsha. So Taisa says, listen, if you're asking me the Shaila, if I hold you not Mavatala Kirl, I won't tell you be Mavara and be Mavatal the Kirl, because I hold you not Mavatala Kirl. So that can't be Psha. Ella. So what did he tell them? He told them like this, you be Mavara this Kirl. If you can't be mevara, how genuine the koil is, you hear the apostle koil is fafal, but then we remain with the koil, and she's also to Shimon. There's no shayla about it, because we're never mevara to koil. But he told them, Ela di megalia milse, the kiddushe kame kiddushe ma'al yininu, but that you should be mevara. If you'll find out that you'll a real biru, that the kedushin of the first one is a real kedushin, plainly, and they heard taka from two eidim. Leitzricha get mishemi. So then she'll go back to the first husband, and she doesn't need to get from the second husband. That's what he told them. The vial is taitse. They can't be together. That's for sure. Because there's a girl, she's an Eishazish. Does she need a get from the second husband? Doesn't she need a get from the second husband? So it depends. Kozman, it's only a girl, we'll see, so then. So we don't know Klaw if she was taken not married to the second husband, so then she'll need a get from the second husband. But if it will be Mavara that the first koil is true, so then she leaves the second husband, she goes back to the first husband. This Uplige de Rafune. And Shmuel is choylek on Rav Huna. The Omar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Eishes ish sheposhta yodo vekibla kedushin me'acher mikodeshes mide Rav Amnune.
Now, Rabuna said, if an Ashes Ish was Mekabel Kedushin from someone else, so that's a Mirdike Chutzpah, Lebailo. So we say, Mekadesh is Mid Rav Nuna, Dama Rav Nuna Ish Shomo Lebail Gerish Tani Nemenes, Chazoka Inish Meize Poner Bifnei Bailo. So here, by being mekabel kedushin from someone else, so Rav Huna said, so that's a right that the first husband gave her a gift. That's a right that the first husband gave her a gift. So therefore, according to Rav Huna, afilu we will be mevara that the first kedushin was an emissary kedushin. According to Rav Huna, she can't leave the second husband because I have to assume that if I'm aware that the first Kedushin was a Kedushin, so you have to assume Mistama, he gave her a get, and she's married to the second husband. So now she can't leave the second husband like this. So according to Rav Huna, she'll need a get from the second husband. And that's what Shmuel said. Shmuel says, no, I don't hold like Rav Huna. I hold that what she got married to the second husband is not a proof that the first husband gave her a get. So memeile, so if you mevara that the first husband's kedushin was taka kedushin, so the second husband's kedushin was not chal. He married an eishes ish. So memeile, she goes back to the first husband without any problems. Ah, you're telling me, Rav Hamnune? V'idoch ki itma the Rav Hamnune befonov, shalei befonov me'iza u me'iza. Yeah, Rav Hamnune said, davke if an isha me'iza poner bifnei baileo. But here, this wasn't bifnei baileo. This wasn't the Rabbi Natam's case that the first husband had a first row seat by the chasana. This was, she got married shalei befonov. So she got married shalei befonov. So this, there's no biril about shalei befonov. She can be about the kemichatzefes. So she got married shalei befonov. Fine. So I don't have any biril whatsoever that he gave her a get. In the Yua Mavara, that, is what Shmuel told you, Mavara, that the first Kedushin was Taka Kedushin. So Mela, she leaves the second one, she goes to the first one with Adagat. That is what Shmuel told Talmidei the Rav, be Mavara, and if it is a real Kedushin, if the first Kedushin was a real Kedushin, let her go back to the first husband. Teitze, Yezichet Teitze, whatever it is, because there's a girl that she's married to the first one. So there always has to be Teitze, but if you find out that the first Koil is true, is 100% true, then she leaves the second one without a get. That is Shmuel's Psak, Lafukimi de Rav Huna. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, Kedushe Teire Beide. Amidu v'amidu dover al boyo hevu boitkin acha akur lahamid dover ala mitosa imemesu way shek. Voidiyuni ikre shedav. Tell me what happened with Yimuba. Mai lo mi skikom lahamid dover al boyo. What did he want to find out from them? If he wanted to find out that if it's a postal akil, she'll be permitted to go to the second husband back in the doilim of Adli Kolik and Amrina Lael. And everyone about local. We could dash as if he got me shiny. We either, that's what Rav Huna holds. She needs to get from the second one because we say since she was Mekabel Kedushin from the second one, is a raya that her first husband gave her get. We either, Shmudam, Amidu Dover Al Buyayim. Lememre de loy boy get me shiny if I know klo that the first one was Makadushon. Kiitmer de Rav Hamnune befon of the Baal, the Omrulei befon of Gereshtani, she'll say in front of her husband, you gave me a get. then we have a chazok. Avo kim lo kabbalah solution. Rabu nolav v'fanofu. Leidami l'drav amnune. V'lase l'drav hune. That is what Shmuel Paskin. Let us see Taisvis. V'idoch ki itma drav amnune ani mili b'fanofu. That is what Shmuel holds. So l'chayre, learning this Gemara, so one will say, so what is the machlokes Rav Huna and Shmuel? The machlokes Rav Huna and Shmuel is Rav Hanuna's memre of Einisha Me'iza Poneo is a tafke b'fnei b'ayu, or filo shaloi b'fnei b'ayu. Taktoises ve'im taima v'chila Rav Huna Aved Rav Hanuna a filo shaloi b'fono. Will you tell me that Rav Huna holds Rav Hanuna's chazok is a filo shaloi b'fono? Hosnan behed yibepek beiz diksubis. We learned a Mishnah. It says like this. If she says, niskadashti, niskarashti, so she has a pesha also, will believe her. Im yesh eidim shoyish reishas ish, einin emen islo megrushani, but the Mishnah says, if I know shaloy alpia, that she got married, so then, if she's not nemon to say grushani, now, if you're telling me Rav Hanuna holds that every ish that says Gushani is Nemen Chazok and Isha Meiz upon El, Afilu Shaloi Befono. So what did Rav Hanuna do with this Mishnah? So you see, Klo, from this Mishnah, that Rav Hanuna only said his statement is Bifnei Baila, and this Mishnah is being Mashaloi Bifnei Baila. So Melu, she is none among us whatsoever. V'yesh loyma emphatoises. V'vaday Rav Hanuna loyairi elo b'fonav. You're 100% right. Rav Hanuna ret no b'fonav. That means, if it's shaloi b'fonav, that's what it says in the Mishnah. That if Eidim came and said that niskacha, she says, I gotta get. She's not nemon, that means she can't get married. With Kayish is an Eishas Ish. I mean, we have Eidis. She's not Nemon to be Soisa the Eidis that said that she was an Eishas Ish. Aval, that's Lakula. Aval Ahachmel. Batsricha get Mishaini Sova. I think it would be better, maybe Rav Huna or Rav Huna Korit Rav Hanuna. This was of the Avun holds the Rav Hanuna holds the Nemenes Afilu Shaloi before. He says this is Rav Huna's chiddush. That's right. Lekule, if it's Shaloi before, if she's not Nemen, but lechumre to be chayish that he did give her a get, and therefore to be matzrech. A get from the Shemi, that Rav Huna holds we are chayish. Adam aperk Shem, the Ksubis Ma'asovish lay b'form of Nami Eino Me'izo, or the such a man the Yomas, what does he do with the Mishnah? Ain't it the menace, in Migu Shoyla, there it's speaking about, there's an amonis of Amigo, so with Amigo, you name it. But like this, Shlay b'form of you're not name a local. Now we just said that that's what Shmuel told them. Shmuel told them if you'll be Mevara, that the girl is Avadois, that Shitak is married to the first one, then there'll be, she doesn't need a get from the second one, she goes back to the first one. Yeah. Frag the Gemara, Loi Vasher Yarva Abur Yai Mahu. What'll be if they were Mavara and they couldn't get a Klara Biro? That means when Mavara the first crew and Lamaisa we remain the Plaini Shama me Plaini Shama Plaini Shahoku Plaini Plaini Dinasayam. That is the crew. So now we were not able to be Mevara the Kerb. So what happens now? Omar Avune, Megarish, Rishain, Venoisei Shein. So Avune said as follows. Now, if the first one gives a get, that means we have a girl that she's married to the first one. If the first one gives a get, this will be Venoisei Shein. Then, the second one can marry her. Avol Megarish Shaini V'Naisei Rishain Loi. But for the second one to give a get, and the first one should marry her, Loi. My time Osi L'Meima Marse G'Roshosoi Min Ha'Eresen. People will say that it's Marzeg Roshosoi Min Ha'Eres. So let's understand this. We have here a girl that she's married to Reuven. Now she got married to Shimon. Is she really married to Reuven? There's a girl. We don't know. We weren't able to be Mevacher. Could be she's married to Reuven. Could be she's not married to Reuven. Now, let's go look for if she's married to Reuven, so she's not married to Shimon, because she's an Eishes Ish. If she's not married to Reuven, she's married to Shimon. That are the two studies. So Avuna said like this. So if Reuven gives her a get, so Shimon wants to marry her now, there's no problem whatsoever. So, I feel like she was married to Reuven, but now Reuven gave her a get, so she's mutter to Shimon. But if Shimon will give her a get, so then we have a problem. Maybe she was married to Reuven. Now, between you and me, if she was married to Reuven, so she never was married to Shimon. So Taisus says, it could be that Pshat and Rashi also. So Taisa says, Baravuna Lishitosai, Avuna holds that if she got married to Shimon, that's a right that Reuven gave her a get. That's a right that Reuven gave her a get. Because Anisha Meiza, she would never get married to Shimon if Reuven didn't give her a get. So now, on the tzad that she was married to Reuven, we have a girl, on the tzad she was married to Reuven, so now, we have to be chayish, she got married to Shimon. If Shimon will give her a get, so this is Marzeg Roshosoi, Lachash and Nisasa, which is also, some Mamil, so that can be. That is what Rafuna said. Asilameima Marzeg Roshosoi min the Eiris. Let us see what Rashi says. Zok Rashi. That means if Reuven gives a get, so if Shimon wants, he can marry her. But if Shimon gives a get, also lemeima kamar ze girushasim in haeres. Domri al yudei shegirusharishen trilo kitshoshen. People will say the first one gave her a get, and that's how why she got married to the second one. And now he's Chayzer and Machzira. So the middle they'll say it's Marzeg Roshosoi Vishenisarso. That is what Rav Huna says. Rav Shinino Berei de Rav Idi Yoma Af Megarish Sheini Benoiserish. No. The second one can give a get, and she can go back to the first one. Meima Omri. Hi. Meima Omri, Aino Rabbonon Pekidushei Tois Hab. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Aino Be Rabbonon Pekidushei Shaini. People will say But you know why she's mutter to go back to the first one? Because since the first Kedushin was Kedushin, so the second Kedushin was not Kedushin. She was an Ashes age. Neshoiz Mekadeshes Larishin. V'la yoimru shegirsho p'chila. They will not say, people will not say that the reason she got married to the second one is because the first one gave, because Layamru Shagir Shatkhile. That the second one gave her a get. But if no, Ainu Bay Rabban Bigdusha Shaini. People will say, Ainu Bay Rabban Bigdusha Shaini. The Lab Kedusha Nina. And they'll say that the second Kedusha is not a Kedusha. They'll say that what? That she was Mekudesh Larishan, so that's why the second Kiddush was Bechlau Netchal. They will not say that the first one gave her a get first. So Memele, they'll say, no, she never was married to the second one. That's what they're going to say. So if she was never married to the second one, so that's why she's mutter to the first one, because it's not masa grushosai mishe nisarso. People say she's mutter to the first one. She never got married because of this. Chazal were bavar that the curl was an emissary curl. And, yeah. Sha'akol oyedu beget shitzrachnuo misheini. Now Rashi says something else. Well, how could you make such a choice? If we're machma that she needs a get from the second one, some meiles al kochach lichayshet, the first one gave her a get. So it is machzah grishosa. So Rashi says people won't know this. People won't know that the second one had to give a get. So Memele, so therefore she's mutter to the first one. Therefore she's mutter to the first one. That means, Maman of Shechesis, if she was married to the first one, so she never got married to the second one. She wasn't married to the first one. So there's also no problem for the first one taking her back. The second one gives her a get. Second one gives her a get. So he has to give her a get, L'chaire, because... The kail, talking about whenever mavara, the kail of the first one. So, because there was the Efshel of Luri, they didn't went to Medina Sayom. He says, Maman of Sheikh, there's no Shaila over here. Maman of Sheikh, there's no Shaila over here. That means either she's married to the if she's married to the second one, she never was married to the first one. She's not married to the second one, so there's also no problem. We're machma that the second one has to give a get. Because maybe she's not married to the first one. But it will be matter to the first one. We don't have to be afraid that people will say that it's marza gerushosoi, mishanisausa. Because people will say, Mistama the Rabbana were Ma'ayin, they were Mavara, that the first one's Kedushin was a Kedushin, the second one's Kedushin was not a Kedushin. That's why they permitted her to go back to the first one. That's my son, Maram Shik. Why will people say that the first one's Kedushin is a Kedushin? Because Gufa, that she went back to the first one. A good that she went back to the first one, the second one made a real Kedushin. With Adam and everything. The second one isn't a curl. She goes back to the first one, so they'll say, why did she go back to the first one? the Rabbonan were mevarer that the first one's Kedushin was the Kedushin, so the second one's Kedushin was witless. So there's no problem at all of Ma'aseh Gerushas.